It was a morning of smiles, learning, and compassion at Coquihalla Elementary School, CES, as the Hope Inclusion Project, HIP, successfully launched their kindergarten through grade 4 anti-oppression curriculum, Together We Thrive. Taking place in the school's multipurpose room on Monday, April 22, from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. grade 2 and grade 3 students from Kim Walker's class were all ears in questions as ENEL, KEPMX, Silex, and Métis author Nikolai Campbell read them her book, A Day with Yaya. Campbell's book, which is based on her experiences foraging with her family, is one of 8 books that are part of HIP's new curriculum which teaches students about inclusivity and anti-oppression. The first of its kind in BC, the literary-focused program offers intersectional social justice education in the early years. "It's been a wonderful day," said Peter Bailey, one of the founders and the director of Free Rein Associates. "You know, to have the people responsible for this coming together, and developing this idea, and having children, being receptive to the curriculum, it's very uplifting. There's a lot of positive energy and good cheer." This was HIP's first official launch for the curriculum after a year of doing pilot work to develop the program. The event opened with a drumming ceremony performed by Shane John and Tanya Zielinski, followed by speeches from Aisha Kiani, a literary curator, DEI consultant, anti-racism educator, and founder of the iDream Library, the chair of the Board of Education in South Dakota 78, Trustee Linda Kerr, and Superintendent Balin Morthy about their experiences with oppression and work in anti-oppression. During this time, the students, who were energetic and enthusiastic throughout the entire event, interacted with the speakers, asking questions and sharing their thoughts on what was being said. In addition to the speakers, the event was also attended by CES Principal Bruce Becker, South Dakota 78, Trustee Heather Stewen, and members from both Free Rein Associates and HIP. After the speeches, students then engaged with Campbell as she read her book to them. This included repeating words that were in ENEL, KEPMXCMN, and asking questions about the various plants, roots, and berries that the story described. Afterwards, in line with the curriculum, the children then did an activity with the adults in the room where they matched photos of what was found in the book, such as mushrooms and sunflowers. The idea behind the curriculum is to intervene in the development and structures of colonialism and oppression. And to interrupt it at an earlier age, Bailey said. For these early grades, we see it centered in kindness. Noticing even just this group, who've had some minor work done in the pilot, is that when Balin told his story, you could see in the children how it impacted them. You could see they understood what happened to him was hurtful. That it was mean. So already, just from that level of introduction, we see that a sort of natural justice exists within children. Bailey said the goal of the program is to have the curriculum be developed for all students from kindergarten to grade 12. This will be divided into 3 components: kindergarten to elementary school, middle school, and high school. According to program's website, the kindergarten to grade 4 curriculum component uses literature, specifically 8 children's books, to teach and address the intersectional nature of systemic oppression. Each of these books addresses the experiences that different marginalized communities go through and focuses on fostering understanding, compassion, and anti-oppression education. The other 7 books are Don't Touch My Hair by Sherry Miller, The Case for Loving by Selena Alco, Julian is a Mermaid by Jessica Love, Last Stop on Market Street by Matt De La Pena, Nibby's Water Song by Sunshine Tanasco, Africville by Shantae Grant, and The Proudest Blue by Ibtihaj Muhammad. This includes sharing the worldviews, values, and ways of living of people of all ages who are Black, Indigenous, Asian and Pacific Islanders, neurodiverse and disabled, and part of the 2SLGBTQIA+ community. Currently, the curriculum is only available for kindergarten to grade 4. However, if all goes well, Bailey said that HIP could launch the project next year for grade 5 to grade 12 students. For more information about the curriculum and how to sign up for it, people can visit www.hopeinclusionproject.ca/together-we-thrive. Read more. BC signs historic child and family services agreement with Stiles First Nation. at kimanamudalikemone.moodly@hopestandard.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.